This morning we do start a new book in the New Testament, so would you turn in your Bibles to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 1, and this morning we'll be reading verses 1 through 17 of Romans 1. So chapter 1, verse 1, this is the word of the living and true God. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, who was born of a descendant of David, according to the flesh, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world. For God, whom I serve in my spirit in the preaching of the gospel of his Son, is my witness as to how unceasingly I make mention of you, always in my prayers, making requests, if perhaps now at last, by the will of God, I may succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you so that I may impart some spiritual gift to you, that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you while among you, each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine. I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that often I have planned to come to you and have been prevented so far, so that I may obtain some fruit among you also, even as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So for my part, I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. And that is God's word to us. Beloved, this is the book of Romans. It begins with the simple proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ in verses 1 through 7. And in that proclamation, you have this greeting section of a letter to the church in Rome. It is a letter, and so you kind of see the greeting section, the thanksgiving section. He's praying for them. And verses 8 through 15, the apostle Paul begins and gives great thanksgiving to God for the Lord's work among the saints there in Rome. And he shows his longing to come to them, which we know from the book of Acts that he will not make it there until the end of his life, or near the end of his life. But you see his humility in verse 12, that he doesn't view his apostleship as being of a higher position than any of the other saints in Rome. It's only his calling. He wants to be an encouragement to them as he desires them to be an encouragement to him. And that encouragement to take place through fellowship with one another, that one another's faith will be encouraging to one another. And that takes place through fellowship. In verse 16 we have that famous verse of Paul not being ashamed of the gospel. What is the gospel? He says it is the power of God for salvation. How can you have the power of God unto salvation? He says to everyone who believes, not just the Jew, but even the Gentile, any of you here today who believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who rose from the dead in power, to all who believe without distinction, you'll receive the power of God unto salvation. And that's one of the main themes of Romans, this letter. And then he qualifies the meaning in verse 17. For in it, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. And he says, the righteous shall live by faith. That is what you need to be saved from your sin, is to be completely righteous in the sight of God. But the problem is, you cannot be righteous in the sight of God by your own working. And so you need the righteousness of God, which comes alone to you in Christ Jesus, in the Son who is righteous Himself, perfectly righteous, who knew no sin, and who paid the penalty of sin to grant to all who believe His righteousness. That's what's being said in these verses. If you base your standing in your own righteousness, as Martin Luther did for so long of time before he was saved, you'll find yourself as worthless in the sight of God. But if you believe in Christ unto salvation, if you believe in faith, the gospel, you will be declared righteous in the sight of God, only for the righteousness of Jesus Christ in you. And so the command implied here is to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ and so be saved and be righteous. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for this great book of Romans, this letter that was written to the church in Rome, and the great truths that it contains. Father, we ask that You would bless us as we continue reading through it, Lord willing, in the weeks and months ahead. And Father, we also pray that You would grant us this faith that is talked about, that the righteous shall live by faith, that we ask that we would have that faith, that we would be justified by faith, that You would send Your Spirit, as we'll learn this evening, into our hearts and change our hearts from stone to flesh. And You would grant us that effectual call and the redemption which is purchased by the blood of Christ. Father, we ask that we also would not be ashamed of the gospel. For we know it is not a power within us, but it is the power unto salvation that is worked within us because of Your Son, by the Holy Spirit. And so, Father, we ask upon the authority of Christ, as of which He has all authority, that You would grant us not to be ashamed, that the Spirit would be working in our minds and our hearts and our wills, not to be ashamed of the gospel, but to believe. And that belief and that faith would have the proper obedience and response. And it would work out in our lives through thoughts which are pleasing to You, words which are pleasing to You, and actions which are pleasing to You. Only for the righteousness of Christ alone. Father, this day we have many petitions, many unknown petitions from amongst us all. We ask that You would hear them and answer them according to Your will. We do pray that for us who travel today and any else of Your people who travel today, that You would keep them safe. That You would bring us all back together again this evening, Lord willing. And Father, we ask that You would be with those who are not amongst us today, John and his family. That You would even be with Lillian as she endures the small sufferings that go along with the beginning stages of pregnancy. We pray that You would be with the baby in the womb, and that You would keep that child safe, that You would even cause the Spirit to enter that heart at the soonest of times, if that be Your will, and that that child would never know a day without Christ. Father, we do pray that Your word would go forth today and we would hear and believe. And You would strengthen our hearts, but You would strengthen our bodies to do Your work, to continue pressing on towards the goal. Lord, give us strength in these times, especially those who struggle with their bodies, that You would be given all glory. And these things we do pray in Jesus' name, so hear us. Amen.